నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాపం తతో జయాముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భాగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తి భవతి నష్టకీ. విప్రుష్మత వివిదోర్మి మారుతేనా భీమర్షిత మ్రియంతే తీర్గా యశ ప్రాణినః స్థిర జంగమా. విప్రుస్మత విశదోరామి మారుతేనాభిమాశ్రిత మ్రియంతే తీర్గయస్య ప్రాణినా స్థిర జంగమః. విస్పృస్మత విశదోరామి మారుతేనాభిమర్శిత మ్రియంతే తీర్గయస్య ప్రాణినా స్థిర జంగమః. విప్రుస్మత విశదోరామి మారుతేనాభిమర్శిత మ్రియంతే తీర్గయస్య ప్రాణినా స్థిర జంగమా. Mata, containing droplet of water. Vishada, poisonous. Urmi, having touched the waves. Marutena, by the wind. Abhimarsita, contacted. Miriyante would die. Tiraga, present upon the shore. Yasha, of which. Pranina, all living entities. Sthiraha jangama, both non-moving and moving. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The wind blowing over that deadly lake carried droplets of water to the shore. Simply by coming in contact with that poisonous breeze, all vegetation and creatures of the shore died. Purport. The word sthira, unmoving creatures, refers to various types of vegetation including trees, and jangama refers to moving creatures such as animal, reptile, birds and insect. Srila Sridhar Swami has quoted a further description of this lake from Sri Hari Vamsi Bilas. Dirgham yojan vistaram dustaram tri daser api gambiram aksho vajalam niskam pav eev sagaram durkho pasparam tireshu sa sarper vipuler vilet visrani bhavyas ya gnera dhumena parivestitam trineshu api पतास्व अप्सु ज्वलंतम इव तेजसा समंताद योजनम सागरम तीरसु अभी दुरास्दम. The lake was quite wide, 8 miles across at some points, and even the demigod could not cross over it. The water in the lake was very deep and like the movable depth of the ocean, could not be agitated. Approaching the lake was difficult, for its shore were covered with holes in which serpent lived. All around the lake was a fog generated by the fire of serpent's poison, and this powerful fire would at once burn up every blade of grass that happened to fall into the water. For a distance of 8 miles from the lake, the atmosphere was most unpleasant. Srila Sanatana Goswami states that by the mystical signs of Jal Stambh, making solid item out of water, Kaliya had built his own city within the lake. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakya Chakchur Limitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Mandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavancha Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sahaganar Gunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Cha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वॉन्ट टू थैंक द अथॉरिटी फॉर गिविंग मी एन अपॉर्चुनिटी टू purify my consciousness through this service. We are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam 10th Canto, Chapter 16, chapter entitled Krishna Chastise the Serpent Kaliya. Just the day before yesterday, we were introduced to this chapter by His Grace Sri Nadji Prabhu. And he spoke about the history of Kaliya. How two envious person had jealousy for each other. Two munis cursed each other. And one cursed that you become a crow, the other cursed that you become a serpent. This is what happens when we are in a hawker's zone. When someone comes in our territory, we do not want that person to take over our business. So, even at that level of self-realization, two munis have cursed each other. And one became a crow in Ramlila, Kag Bhusandi, and the other became Kaliya in Krishna Lila. Krishna is a well-wishing friend of all living entities. And somehow or the other, whether like Kaliya, we forget our relationship with Him, that we are eternal servant of the Lord, or we do not forget, but Krishna never forgets. Out of His causeless mercy, compassion, He remembers. It is simply a causeless mercy on Kaliya that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, uninvited, went to Kaliya's abode. By who would imagine what kind of a pious activity we must have done in our life that we came in contact with some pure devotees of the Lord. It is pure compassion of the Lord through His representative. Otherwise, if we just go back 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, what was our life? So this is simply a causeless mercy of the Lord that He, out of His love, doesn't forget us. When He was referring to this, that the origin of Kaliya is out of jealousy, I was remembering His Bhaktivinoda Thakur teaches us how Kaliya represents envy. And in this material world, everyone is envious of someone else. We come in this material world because of envy, because we want to be the enjoyer, and because we want to be the proprietor, And forgetting that, Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita, Bhuktaram yav tapsam sarva loka maheshwaram. So loud and clear, Prabhupada tells in this purport of Bhuktaram, that when we remember, if we remember these three things, that Krishna is the proprietor, Krishna is the enjoyer, and Krishna is the well-wishing friend of all living entities. He owns all the planets, the land on the planet, and we are claiming the building on this land is ours. The ability in me is mine. The intelligence is mine. Beauty, fame, name, whatever I have, and the moment we have this kind of a consciousness, we are declaring our enemy towards the Lord. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was once mentioning, and before he completed his whole paragraph, I had a question. He said, Krishna is the only friend. And if we are claiming ourselves to be the friend of anyone else, then we are declaring that we are envious of Krishna. And now he has not yet completed, and I had a question in my mind, that if I am friend of someone, it is actually good gesture on my part. But he added that you are declaring that you are envious of Krishna. So this is our problem, that we become envious. We think we know better. His Holiness has not yet completed, and I have shown my propensity of enviousness that I know better. And then, in next minute, my question was answered. What was the answer? The answer, in the mode of goodness, we want to claim that we are friends of other people, poverty-stricken people. We open hospital, we open dharamshala, we open schools, we provide food, and we think that I am providing, I am benefactor. Through me, this person is getting benefited. Maharaj went on saying that it is something like that a bank teller machine is claiming that how wonderfully I am giving cash to all those who are coming to me. How foolish. A dead matter saying that, rather than thinking how fortunate that I am the part of this transaction. So this is how we sometime thinking in the mode of goodness that we are trying to help someone. But actually, Krishna is the proprietor, Krishna is the provider, and somehow we are part of this transaction. That is the safe understanding. The envy we are born with, sometime it appears that a child is really innocent. How can a child be envious? This is our misunderstanding. I have personally witnessed a 4-year child sees a photograph of his sister with the father, and it's a very, very loving photograph. The sister is kissing the father, and the 4-year child is not really very happy, because any time any visitor is coming in the house and that photograph is seen, and people will say, how cute. And the 4-year child, trust me, 4-year child, and he is only listening. He heard that once. Again after 10 days somebody came and said, what a cute photograph. Again he heard,
And the third time, in his bedroom, he goes and he tears that photograph into two pieces. By the way, this 4-year son of mine happens to be Baldev. Now, innocent child, because of our previous conditioning, we are born. Who will believe that Baldev is envious at 4-year? Now, joining that photograph with his own hand, he had displayed this in our bedroom and he enjoyed relishing that photograph. At 4-year age, you can be envious. We are born with. This is the, in this material world, brother and sister. Even in the spiritual world, when Krishna was present, now, Rukmi is the real brother of Goddess of Fortune. He is the son of Bhishmaka, a pure devotee. And he is beautiful, he is intelligent, he is a prince. And yet, he is envious of Krishna. And what? He is calling Krishna a crow, stealing the butter which is meant for sacrifice. So, with bad association, previous conditioning, now Rukmi, with such nice association, but he also had bad association, Duryodhan, Dantabakra, Shishupal, all that. So therefore, this was adding fuel to the fire. So what is needed? Because of bodily concept of life, we get into this trap of envy. But devotees are never envious. Why? Because devotees know Krishna is actually the protector. So what kind of a harm any other individual or any other envious person can do to me? This is the understanding of a devotee. And the envious nature develops not with the stranger, amongst the peer, our close people, family people whom we know. A poor man will not be envious of Mr. Ambani. He has nothing to do with. If we have something, some talent, some art, some expertise, and if we find someone has that little more than us, then we become envious. It should be that contemporary. And if someone is more, a rich man is envious of another rich man. So this is another feature. Just like Indra has everything. But when he heard that Prithu Maharaj is about to perform 100 Ashwamedh Yagya to take his position, he was shaken. And for his act, he was supposed to have been killed. But somehow, Brahmaji intervened and he requested him and gave him a Bhagavatam class on cooperation. And somehow Brahma sacrificed that sacrifice. So what we need, a good association to get out of the cycle of envy. Very seldom we are envious of some stranger. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was mentioning in some class that who is dangerous, a serpent or an envious person? Serpent is better. Why? Because serpent will not harm you unless he is threatened. He wants to protect himself or his own offspring. Or even if he harms, that serpent harm, you will never hear that at so and so place, one serpent went and bit number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. No. You just hear that one serpent bit one individual. Serpent will not harm many people. But an envious person, out of his false ego, sometime knowingly and sometime unknowingly, by bombs, by his behavior, can harm a community, a society, and country. So, an envious person is more dangerous many times than. I was going through some conversation which professor in educational technology of a university in UK. His name is Sugata Mitra. He is an authority today of forward teaching, how people should be taught, how the students should be taken care of. The conversation these days is now on talk that how a teacher should be a facilitator rather than trying to teach. She should be teaching students so that how they can learn. And she should play a role of a grandmother rather than a teacher. And many other things. And when he concluded his talk, he mentioned that with a question mark, without any comment on that, he concluded, knowledge is redundant. Now you go with that question home. So, in our management institute, there are two students, they are good friends. And at the time of placement, they have been brilliant student of finance. Their knowledge about the subject is also equally good. But one person has an edge over the other in some department, in one department rather. He was asked that, give me prize by the interviewer, give me price earning ratio. So both knew well. The price earning ratio is the market price divided by EPS, earning per share. And the earning per share is how do you arrive? Profit minus the taxes and then minus dividend on preference share. And then you divide that by the equity shares. So all this exercise one person does by borrowing the figure from the available data and with the help of the calculator. And the other person on the computer, because he has done what I was saying, that he has one extra knowledge, because he has done one advanced Excel course. This is what Sugata Mitra was talking about. That when the information is available on technology, through the technology, knowledge is redundant. You should only know how. Now this person is saying that only if I knew the advanced Excel program, I would have got this job. The best friend started with jealousy and then is trying to find out how I can get this job, and the other person doesn't. Out of envy. Imagine a devotee in this situation. He will remember Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Krishna, this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, maro bhi rakho bhi. This is what you want. Maybe something best is kept for me. This is how you want me to serve. Otherwise, in this material world, right from child to the most educated person, we can come, whether we are 4-year child or we have done all our education with flying colors, we can get into the trap of envy. Just the last week on Tuesday, I was visiting here with my old friend. Old means we studied together in school, and I got him to the temple, and I went into my old memories. 45 years ago, I was studying in a Jain school. Jain school name was Bardhaman Pathshala. And annually, the Jain were removing one procession or Biman Yatra. And in that Biman Yatra, all the students of the school were required to participate in a procession which will take Mahavir Swami on the cart. And students were made to chant Namo Anayantaram, Namo Siddharam, Namo Aidiyaram, Namo Vajwaram, Namo Loh Sabha Savodhan. With that, the captain of the school will loudly chant Mahavir Swami Ka Shubh Sandesh. Then we are all supposed to respond back, Jio or Jine Do. So I was sitting with this friend and discussing, and we have studied together in school, and we are meeting after maybe 30 years. And near Prabhupada we were sitting, and I was talking to him, what does this mantra means? He gave me some answer, which was not, and then he came back that Neminath is the authority and Krishna is the cousin brother. So instead of getting into the argument, what the gist of that conversation was, he was trying to tell me, my dharma is better than yours. So instead of getting into arguments, I just spoke something, whatever I thought he would be able to digest. So I was just thinking, Mahavir Swami ka Shubh Sandesh, Jio aur Jine Do. It's a very noble statement. So when we come to devotee circle, the problem what we find, that we find some kind of animosity, which is the cause of our disturbance and not really a right consciousness for advancing in Krishna consciousness and doing service to our Guru and Srila Prabhupada. So I was thinking, let it be like you serve and let others also serve. It's to me, for a moment it's appeared, yeah, it is perfect. But in the next moment, I thought, actually, you cannot serve. With all humility, it is impossible the moment you think that you can serve. What you can actually do to be an instrument or assistant in the service of your guru and parampara. The moment you think that you can serve, you are inviting. This is another simpler or subtler form of envy. That yes, I can do something. Someone here in this audience was asking a question to His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, that Maharaj, so and so person sometimes behave like this, that it appears that he is envious of me, and he is envious of my this part, or envious of that part. Maharaj was actually not very happy with that question. He answered in brief. And he said, envious of you? It means you think you have something in you, so therefore someone is envious of you. The moment we think that someone is envious of us, it is a very dangerous situation. It means we are declaring that I have something in me which someone can be envious of. Actually, we do not have anything. And today, in this, even in the religious circle, what is taught? How you can improve your working condition, how you can earn more, and you can also be religious. What does it mean? They improve your standard of living, improve your position, means enjoyment. Thinking that I own this, I own that, and it's meant for my enjoyment. It is another way of declaring that envy towards Krishna. So discussing after so many topic, if we are visiting Vrindavan Dham at the Kaliya Lake, we are praying, I have so many anathas, and this envy is very subtle, and I am not able to get rid of this. So, mera kya hoga Kaliya? The Acharya have given us the solution. The shloka in the 9th canto, 11th chapter, 23 verse. O King Parikshit, anyone who orally received the narration concerning the characters of Lord Ramchandra's pastime will ultimately be freed from the disease of envy and thus be liberated from the bondage of fruitive activities. But it's very important to understand who we must receive this narration from. People are envious of caste, whereas Lord Sri Krishna or Ram is accepting the service from whom? Gajendra, animal, Jatayu, a bird, Vibhishan, a Rakshasa, and we are in this material world kind of saying that there is something wrong in Lord's assessment. And we are stuck in this caste business. How can this service be accepted? How can only Jagannath Puri Panda are appropriate to worship the Lord? The Lord is Sarvaloka Maheshwara. He is so merciful. That a person we would not like to, because of our conditioning, we would not even like to look at. And the Lord is so merciful, He embraces this person. That we know, that famous example, leper, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how He embraced. So this is what Lord is, and what our conditioning is, that we judge. When the Lord is accepting somebody's service, who are we to defy Lord and indirectly saying there is something wrong in your assessment, Lord. I know better. another enemy. So, whom we must hear from? Sometime what happens? Thousands of people are listening to Ramkatha. And what is their gist, outcome of the Katha is that one should be very obedient to the elders. One should be very obedient to the father. Just like how Ram is good. But that is not really the essence of listening the Ramkatha. So we must understand the mood, that how the Lord is captured by the love of his devotee. That Dasaratha was a pure devotee of the Lord, and the Lord, out of his love towards his devotee, just like how he got himself bound with Mother Yashoda's love, with the rope. And so if we want to hear something from Bhagavatam or Katha or anywhere, we will pick up what we want to. Like day before yesterday, when His Grace Najid Prabhu was giving a class, and he was mentioning Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yoveti Tattvataha Tyaktva Deham Punarjanma Neti Mamesa. So one must learn. If you know Tattvataha, then you won't have to take birth again. So this was probably the essence of the whole. But if you want to hear, like, if my, though he was not listening, but I'm just saying, Baldevi said, Papa, the gist of the class, sum and substance of the class was that since Kalia is in Fiji land, so we should all go to Fiji land. So, we must know what is the essence of, if we want to purify our consciousness by repeatedly hearing these pastimes, we can get out of this circle of this trap of envy. This is the only way, because Sukadeva Goswami has said, freed from this disease of envy and thus be liberated from the bondage. And sometimes we, and how do we get rid of this? That we have to dovetail our propensity. So by seeing good in others, through devotion service, through reading, chanting. His Holiness Niranjan Swami Maharaj, in his last visit, he was giving a very classic example. Imagine that Nand Gopal Prabhu, Anand Vrindavan Prabhu, with his dirty hands, standing in front of the wash basin. And someone comes and tell them from the temple, Prabhu, Nand Gopal Prabhu, Anand Vrindavan Prabhu, your hands are dirty. It's actually finding fault. Right? But someone else tells these, Prabhu, their hands are dirty, but they are standing in the queue to wash it. So help them wash their hand. So rather than finding the fault in a person, if we see that he is attached to a bona fide process to cleanse his dirt of envy in the heart, dirt of accumulated sin or whatever, rather than helping, if we find fault, then we are not really doing a service. I like this example very much. So whenever Niranjan Swami Maharaj is mentioning, so all those who are, our attitude should be to help them, and this will help us purify our consciousness and uplift the others. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us that how we can do kirtaniya sadahari. Amani na mana dena. This is the essence. When you are not expecting anything for yourself and you are ready to give all respect to others, in that consciousness only you can chant the holy name of the Lord and constantly and pure name of the Lord. And that is the only way. That is the only way to get out of this trap. And when your heart is purified, then what do you do? I'll just give sum up with this. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was giving a class on how Rup Goswami was Rup Goswami never stepped on Govardhan to see the deity of Gopalji. So by somehow the arrangement of the Lord, there was some announcement which was arranged by whom, nobody knows, but Tarkisa are coming, and the deities were somehow brought to Mathura. Now, so to have the darshan of the deities, Rup Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Bhugarav Goswami, Loknath Goswami, and many others went. The pastime is going on. And in this, just when this pastime is going on, Maharaj moved on to their Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he said, when Krishnadas Goswami Maharaj wanted to write Chaitanya Charitamrita, he went to Loknath Goswami and requested Loknath Goswami to bless him. Loknath Goswami said on one condition, that you will not mention my name anywhere. It appears everything is over, right? As far as. But what Maharaj said, I distinctly remember, Maharaj said, that was his personal this thing. What he said, that make me so happy that in this section his name is mentioned. One of the name mentioned. Otherwise in Chaitanya Charitamrita he has not mentioned. So when your heart is purified, you are only looking forward what gives you happiness, and he shared with all of us in his last with us recently. He just mentioned this. Loknath Goswami Maharaj's name mentioned, and that makes me so happy. So when your heart is pure, without envy, you want to mention something which may apparently not require to be mentioned. Otherwise, Maharaj is always glorifying devotees, but this section probably, mentioning of Loknath Goswami Maharaj, I have never really heard in 3-4 decades, that this part, this makes me happy. His name has come. So, non-envious heart bubbles to find an opportunity to how to glorify others and see good in others. And the Lord is very, very merciful. Kripa ke sagar राम प्रभु हैं भक्तों जरा विचारो. कृपा के सागर राम प्रभु हैं भक्तों जरा विचारो. केवट से श्री राम कहें मुझे गंगा पार उतारो. व्हाट इज द नेसेसिटी ओ हनुमान प्लीज गो एंड फाइंड वेयर इज माय सीते. राम हैज टू टेल. विभीषण हैज टू टेल where he should aim the arrow. O plant and trees, please tell me, where is my Sita? Sugriv, mujhse dosti karoge? Why? Maine makhan nahi khaya. Please don't hit me. He is very, very merciful. Provided we want to take shelter of his lotus feet. And what is in our hand? Only efforts. That, please Lord, make me non-envious. Please, oh my Lord. Lakshmi Narsingh Karuna Ras Throat. A very good prayer. Sansar sarpa vishadigna mahogratibra drashtranga koti parishashta vanishta murte nagari vahan sudabdi nivash shore Lakshmi Narsimha mamadehi karavalambam. If we remember this prayer, I have been beaten by millions of serpent in the form of material nature. And due to that, I have forgotten my relationship with you, my Lord. And the medicine for this poisonous effect is only the nectar. And my Lord, you are residing two things. You are residing on the nectar of the ocean and your vehicle is Garur, who is the Shatru of the serpent. Therefore, my Lord, please, just by your touch, bless me so that I can get out of this envious mentality. Though not qualified to speak on such a exalted subject, but you have given me this opportunity of patience hearing, encouraging me. I am thankful to all of you and pray that this anartha I get rid of, or at least minimize with some effort on my part. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.